Good evening. I'm Sam Friedman with the KUAC News Minor Update. The top job at the federal agency tasked with coordinating help for climate-threatened Alaska villages will soon be vacant. Joel Niemeyer will step down as the federal co-chair of the Denali Commission when his term expires Friday, and the Trump administration has not yet named a replacement. As Rachel Waldholtz from Alaska's Energy Desk reports, the vacancy comes at a crucial moment for the agency.
The Denali Commission was established by Congress in 1998 to fund economic development and infrastructure in rural Alaska. But in 2015, President Barack Obama added another mission, assisting Alaska communities threatened by climate change, like Nutak, Shishmaref, and Kivalina. That has been a major focus for Joel Niemeyer. During his 8 years as the head of the agency, it's pivoted from funding new infrastructure to maintaining existing projects and trying to raise awareness of climate impacts. Niemeyer says it's been a sometimes lonely job.
Regional commissions by their nature are unusual. So we are sort of an island out there as an agency. And the biggest challenge will always be to get cabinet-level agencies to pay attention to what we identify are issues of the day.
One of the biggest issues of the day during Niemeyer's tenure has been the threat of coastal erosion, flooding, and deteriorating permafrost in Alaska villages. And he's waged a dogged effort to find more federal funding for those threats. In March, that work paid off. Congress doubled the Denali Commission's budget to $30 million. But now that the funding has finally arrived, Niemeyer's term is ending, and his exit leaves a big hole at the agency. Only the federal co-chair can sign off on spending, so Niemeyer and his staff have worked overtime to approve projects before his last day. Still, he says it's a good time to hand over the reins. The Trump administration has twice proposed eliminating the agency entirely. Niemeyer, who was appointed under Obama, is a Democrat. He says the agency needs a Republican head to make the case for it within a Republican administration.
My continuance as the federal co-chair won't help the agency in the long run. What actually will help is new blood.
The Alaska congressional delegation must nominate candidates for the Trump administration to appoint. A spokesperson for Senator Lisa Murkowski said the senator is currently vetting potential candidates. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Rachel Waldholtz in Anchorage.
A new K-8 charter school is in the works for North Pole, and if all goes well, it will open in fall 2019. Organizers of Discovery Peak Charter School are looking to cap class sizes at 22 students and offer opportunities for physical fitness throughout the day, along with a learn-by-doing curriculum. A group of educators and parents is behind the endeavor, which is pending approval by the Fairbanks North Star Borough Board of Education, as well as the statewide school board. The location of the proposed school is also pending. North Pole currently has no charter schools for students below 6th grade, while Fairbanks has 4 K-8 schools of choice, a magnet school, and 3 charter schools, Chinook, Boreal Sun, and Watershed. Alaska U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski used a mudslide-prone stretch of the Denali National Park Road to point to the need for more funding to address major maintenance at parks. In July 2016, a slide blocked the park road at mile 67 through Polychrome Pass, stranding visitors on the other side of the dead-end road. Repairs were made, but the stretch of road remains subject to unstable slopes. Murkowski brought up the issue during a meeting yesterday of the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee she chairs.
We're going to have to do something aggressive here, and rerouting a road in this area is extraordinarily difficult, extraordinarily timely, and extraordinarily expensive. But instead of coming up with a rerouting plan, we're basically using cyclic funds to just kind of patch it.
Murkowski says the Polychrome Pass reroute, which is currently being studied, is not even included on a list of $12 billion in nationwide deferred maintenance projects at parks. Just announced modest entrance fee hikes will contribute to that backlog, and Murkowski suggested a federal tax on outdoor recreation gear to help fund park projects.
I just want to throw a little bit of a wild card out there.
Murkowski asked hearing witness REI Government Affairs Director Mark Bareka whether his company and others who benefit from parks would be open to a gear tax. Bareka was not receptive.
You know, most states, they don't tax milk, because milk is good for you. And we feel that the outdoors is good for you. So there's no reason to make it harder for people to acquire the things that make their lives better.
Murkowski did not press the issue, but suggested that a gear tax, like revenue from higher park entrance fees, would be a way for users to help ensure park facilities are safe and enjoyable. For more on these stories and others, go to newsminer.com or kuac.org. I'm Sam Friedman.